Good morning.
Good morning.
Are there any parish notices to come forth before the congregation this morning?
If I may, Dave, I just had a couple handed to me. This one is, I'm taking care of the other one. So the one we need to deal with is the UMYF is having a tremendous, in fact, we're calling it, are you ready? It's the second annual dinner theater. How about that? Isn't that wonderful? The second annual dinner theater. And they have really, really worked. So that's going to be at 6:30 with the table fellowship. Beginning with the table fellowship, I think it's, I'm looking at Susie, it's like $7, is it a plate? $7 a plate. So if you want to secure your ticket following the worship service, Susie Hughes has invited you to come to her. If you haven't got your ticket yet, see Susie following worship, $7, second annual dinner theater, 6:30 tonight here.
Night out Friday night, we got 16 to 18 vendors that are coming to sell their services and their goods. Girls night out Friday night, 4 to 8 out at the park. If you're interested, bring your family, your friends, lots of good things to eat, lots of fun, and hope to see you there.
I just want to once again thank everybody in the church for last week's at the Fort Wayne Rescue Mission. Larry, thank you again. We had 20 people from the church come to serve, which was great, and it went real smooth, and we needed all 20. And thank you for fixing the pies and everything so we can take. And Glenn, hopefully next year we'll have you go up and serve again with us. Thank you.
Any other notices? Let us prepare our hearts for morning worship.
Thank you.
Please join me in bowing your heads. We hear your calling, Lord. How can we keep from singing? How can we keep our lips from proclaiming the good news that Jesus Christ is risen, bringing healing and forgiveness to all? From the life in his blood, he has freed us, making us a royal priesthood. Whether we have seen or believe without seeing, we have found life in his name. In Christ's name, we give thanks and praise. Amen. Join me in the call to worship. Praise the Lord.
Praise God in the sanctuary.
Praise God in the vault of heaven.
Praise God in the earth and skies.
Sing praises to the Lord.
Shout and sing praises to God.
We have witnessed God's mighty acts.
We have seen the Lord's greatness.
Let everything that breathes praise the Lord.
Let everything that draws breath praise the Lord.
Our opening hymn is The Day of Resurrection, number 303. Let us join together in the passing of the peace.
I see. just have to move it.
Oh, let's see. Changing the order of worship somewhat. We have the Lord's Supper, the communion service, which of course we recognize, we remember each month on the first Sunday. And we don't want to minimize that, nor do we want in any way to minimize or shortchange the opportunity for you to get to see the follow-up of the great mission work that was done by this team that went out. So what we're going to do, we're not going to have the children's moments this morning. And next Sunday, by the way, Dave Thomas is going to be the fill-in. I'm going on spring break. Steve, I love the sound of that. I'm going on spring break. Going to see my family. See my sisters. But at any rate, Dave Thomas will be having your children's moments next week. So children, be ready for that. I understand he does a great job. So I'm going to have Allie come forward. I'm going to get her the microphone. And we do certainly want to welcome our visitors. And we're going to let you in on what we're doing right now. There are, by the way, visitors cards if you wish. And I had one filled out last week. I got sick. I had a really bad sore throat. I'm right as rain right now. You've been shaking my hands. I'm fine. But I really got bad off this week. So I didn't get my call out till later in the week. But we really do want to honor that. If you have your visitors card, go ahead and fill that out. Put your name in there. And if you want to put your telephone number, when the offering takes place here in just a few moments after the communion, drop that visitor's card in the plate. And yes, indeed, they get me those cards and we get the call out to you so that we can get you caught up with the various groups and cells and the ministries of this church. Now, right now, we've got Allie right here beside me. She has a microphone. If you have a joy or a concern, and that joy could be, for instance, a birthday announcement, it could be a wedding anniversary, it could be a testimony, yes, indeed, a testimony of how Christ, the risen Christ, in his spirit, is strengthening you in this journey. And you want to lift that testimony up, raise your hand. It could be a concern, maybe someone that you love is sick, maybe they're in the hospital. You want to lift them up in prayer. Raise your hand. For joys or concerns, please raise your hand and I'll ask you to keep them up so that Allie can see that hand. Keep the hand up.
I want to thank everybody for supporting the preschool and going to Bob Evans and eating out and not having to cook. So thank you very much for that. And then I also have a quick concern. I have friends that are on the mission team that just left for Liberia over the Lutheran Church. And unfortunately, one of the team members who had already paid for his ticket and whatnot has the flu. So imagine flying 16 hours in a plane,
no less.
So please pray for Aaron.
Oh, man. Oh, indeed, Tawna. Yes, indeed. Lift that up in prayer.
I just got to praise God that Esten and Glenn are back here with us.
Raise the cheer. Yeah. My goodness. Rattle the plaster, man. It was just wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, we have a concern. Glenn's first cousin's son had a pneumonia-induced heart attack.
Ooh.
And he's not in very good shape, so he needs all the prayers and that he can get to
Indeed,
Shelly. His name is Scott Garris.
Scott Garris.
He's 40 years old.
40? Oh, my. Shelly, thank you for lifting him up. Here's my buddy back here, Bob Wurtenberger. Professor Wurtenberger has always talked about the prayer warriors here. Yes, please remember Scott in your prayers as well. Wilmer, go ahead. I think I know who it is. Go right on, brother. Yes.
I went to the doctor last Friday. I had a good report on my eyes, so I don't have to go back for a year.
Oh, that's tremendous. Tremendous. That's wonderful. Wonderful. Oh, and Wilmer, I almost forgot. Your wife's brother, isn't it? Is Waldo Owens? Waldo Owens? We just got a report. I want to thank Tawna for helping me out with that. And he's over at Lima Memorial there in the coronary care unit. And last night he was was Laura. I'd say doing pretty well, all things considered. And wonderful, wonderful spirit. Wonderful spirit. And so we want to remember Waldo. Waldo in our prayers. Yes. Were any others back there that I'm looking back here to see? Well, can we show an appreciation for... I'm sorry. Keith's going to use the... Yes, sir.
Yes, I know everyone in here basically knows Lee Hoblett, and he's gone through a very rough time right now. He had surgery, he has infection down there in his groin area where he had a hernia, and it's just, he's basically, they took 3 gallons of infected fluid out of him.
3 gallons?
That was on Thursday, and he's filling back up, and there's nothing they can do about it other than they're just trying to keep him comfortable. So please keep Marjorie and Howard Hoblett and all the family and Lee in your prayers. So thank you.
Thank you, Keith, for lifting him up. My goodness, how sick and how uncomfortable that would be. 3 gallons of poison. Any others to be lifted up? I didn't mean to scorch your spirit. Any others? Can we show an appreciation for Allie serving the Lord this morning? Thank you, Allie. Thank you, young lady. And now let's turn to the Lord in silent prayer. We have listened to your word, Lord. We have watched you at work in the world. Grant us eyes to see that which you would have us to see. Grant that we may feel your risen presence and follow your guidance, all to your glory, and that it may deepen our faith, O Lord, as we lift up the prayer that the risen Christ invites us to pray with him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. As we have already shared, we are changing the order of worship somewhat. And I should give you a reminder that there will be a pickle jar offering at the close of this worship service during the closing hymn. Again, if you're a visitor, if you have a change offering that you wish to give as an additional love offering, it goes to support and address local needs. So the pickle jar will be during the closing hymn. Now I want to turn to this suggested readings for this, the second Sunday of Easter. And this comes to us from the gospel writer John, and it's verses 19 and 31. And I will say right now, so that he's not in any way embarrassed, Dave Thomas is also going to use this text, and I am. That's for, yes, for next week. And I'd already, but I want to help him. And by stating quickly that I'm just basically going to lift up the scripture rather than going into a lengthy exegetical journey. That's not going to happen. This is the scripture that is essentially going to introduce the mission witness of the risen Christ, the body of Christ. And believing is seeing, and you're going to believe when you witness, again, the healing ministry that continues through the body of Christ. That's what we're here to do, to lift that up, and then also that introduces, of course, the Lord's Supper. Because everything we do in response to the one who first loved us. The reading then. When it was evening, on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And after he said this, He showed them his hands and his side, and then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. And Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed upon them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. And so the other disciples told him, "We've seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nail in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. And although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. May God add the blessing of the Holy Spirit to the reading of God's holy word. And at this time, we will receive the anthem.
Thank you.
Thank you, Keith. Thank you, Linda and choir. We're going to give them a moment to come down here to the pews, because they're going to want to be able to also see again this witness of the body of Christ, the witness of the church. Just by way of introducing the witness, the work of the mission team, we had a lot of fruitful discussion following the worship service last week. I really appreciate those discussions. We encourage those discussions in your Sunday school classes and your cell groups. For instance, everything from the disciple whom Jesus loved, you know, the discussion came up, well, how are the other disciples going to feel about that? You know, well, you know, I appreciate that candor, because and that adds to the again the historicity, if you will, of the text, because it's not a glossy picture. Those awkward edges are clearly there. See, it's there, and so we welcome you to wrestle with that. Another question that we an issue that we wrestled with: why did Jesus tell Mary in the garden, why did he tell her, don't hold on to me yet, for I have not yet ascended to the Father? You know, these are questions, aren't they? And you know what? Wrestle with these questions. Disagree with each other agreeably, but disagree. You know, wrestle. Engage in a wrestling match above all things. Wrestle with God, because wrestling is a contact sport. And when you're in contact with God, blessings will ensue. An issue that we have in the church since the resurrection of the Christ, since his appearance, if we are promised and assured that when this earthly journey is finished and this earthen vessel is discarded and we go to heaven and all the diseases that plagued us and all the pains and the scars that plagued us are removed and we are given this glorious body in heaven, then why does Jesus have these scars in his hands, in his feet, in his side? Why? An issue. Very quickly, let me give you one of the teachings of Christendom, and it's the one that I embrace. Adriana Huffington has recently written a book entitled The Fourth Instinct. And in her witness, she shares an ancient fable of an Indian healer who cured a man of leprosy. He removed all the disfiguring marks of the disease, all of them except one small scar. When asked why he allowed one small scar to remain upon that man, the Indian healer answered, "So he will always remember." One of the teachings of Christendom is that the marks do remain in the hands and the feet and the side of the Savior, so that we will always remember how much God loves us. Everything that we do in response to this one who first loved us. Believe, says Jesus. Be believing. Believe and you will see. See now the healing ministry of the risen Christ in the body of Christ, the church. At this time, we're going to receive that witness of the mission team. Thank you, Dick.
Is he clear ahead of me? Well, anyhow, so these are the pictures of our recent trip to the Mississippi area. We worked at Gulfport, started at just a little west of Biloxi. So you can let her roll, Tim. This is the home we worked on. It got hit by a tree in this right there in that area when Hurricane Isaac went through last fall. It was a big tree that blew down and hit that end of the house. And so this is where it was when we got there. in retrospect to the homes we normally work on, this one was maybe a little better than some, but anyhow, they had left kind of a mess inside, and so one of our first jobs was to remove and clean that up. So that's where we started. This is the kitchen. That's the new wall there put in, and some of the ceiling stuff, some of the stuff we needed to rid up and clean up as we started. That's the laundry room. A little bit of when it went down, it had tore some of the wiring apart. Didn't quite get to that part of it to fix it back up, but we did get some of it done. The bottom cupboards they had never had to take out. You can see as the house had got damaged over that far into the kitchen, and that was part of the new wall. Started out with, that's just a picture of the Gulf of Mexico there, just a block or two away. And supplies the morning we started. We worked with the Heritage United Methodist Church. This is their warehouse. I haven't seen these pictures either, so I just got to view them as we come up. We did use that trailer to load up all of the junk, and such. There was the shingles and the carpet and such that we ripped up and cleaned out. That was the east wall of the dining room as we started. Clark Ringwald and Phil Campbell did most of the rough work. I don't know whether they're a little younger, a little more agile, whatever, but anyhow, we put them there. Emmett
Kevin
Garris.
Up on the roof? Was Kevin up on the roof, Eddie?
No, Kevin is a non-roof worker. Charlie Prophet was with us. There's Charlie. And then the one in the background is Emmett Garris. You know, was a member here at this church for a long, long time. Emmett was with us also. It was Kevin Wiseman, Clark Ringwald, Phil Campbell, Emmett Garris, and Charlie Prophet and I. We did put a vapor barrier on that end. There it looks a little better than when we were starting. But we got that done. Then we wind up putting two new windows in there, one in the dining room, one in the kitchen. This is that part of the wall in the kitchen, and we got it insulated and re-drywalled and such. This is some electrical we did get redone and refixed. Oh, that's a looking out through the first window cut hole, or the window cut hole. So. And you guys were all involved because your support of the Mission Valentine's Dinner and those funds. We did use a lot of our funds on this project. This was a 71-year-old lady who had got pretty beat up with Katrina, but then they'd got it pretty well fixed. But then somehow or another, there was not insurance or grant money for this project, so they needed some help with funding. So. We did use quite a few of our dollars to help accomplish this work. So that's about Wednesday. The guys have finished the roof. We managed to relatively match the shingles with what was there. And so it came out looking pretty good on the roof. And then we went to insulating. And then, of course, a little later, we went to drywalling. This is in the dining room. Kevin was the photographer for the trip, so. Emmett, primarily he put the windows in, and then as I got the wall in the kitchen done and ready, he went to putting back up the cupboards. And he got most of them back up before we had left. Thank you. This is the lady's new home. She was staying in a senior apartment complex a couple mile away, waiting on her home to be back in service. This is showing some of Emmett's work there, because the cupboard above the stove, I know, was one of them he had to put back in. I think the original one here was there, but the ones back in there, all the rest of them he had reinstalled. I don't know how whether there's a picture later on how far he did actually get. Had to put a vent up. In the ceiling of the kitchen we found a busted vent, so we fixed it. That was what that picture was. I'm guessing this is at the end when we were finishing up for the week. Charlie Prophet got to feeling ill in the middle of the week, and so he flew home. I talked to him here the other day, and he didn't know that anybody laid their finger on anything, but he just didn't feel right, and so he called his wife. They got an airline ticket. We were only a couple miles from the airport, and so he flew home on Wednesday. So there were just five of us at the end. I think that's it, Tim. There you go. Thank
Dick
you.
Miller. Thank you, Dick. Wonderful. Wonderful, brother. Wonderful. You know, as Dick was, and of course, Dick can build a house from the ground up, do anything. And then you saw all the names, Clark and all of them in there. And my goodness, it just, with Emmett, and if you think of the skill, right, the incredible skills of those disciples, and it's just amazing. The Lord has given us all various, you know, talents and the honing of those skills to serve Him. And again, everything we do, of course, we do in response to the one who first loved us and how He loved us. In the night in which He was betrayed, Jesus took the bread, and when He had received it, He broke it and gave thanks and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you." Likewise, after supper, he received the cup. And again, after he had given thanks, he gave it to the disciples, saying, "Drink all of this, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The form of communion this morning will be at the altar. The ushers, if you're a visitor, we want you to relax and just enjoy the hospitality here. They're going to take care of you. They're going to get you down here to the altar to receive the communion, and then they'll help you get back to your pews. And I want to hasten to add, if I know my arthritis, I can tell when the weather's going to change, and something's telling me we're going to get some rain. if you're like me, you know, you need to stand. You go ahead and stand, because as we've always lifted up, it's the posture of the heart that God really looks upon and cares about. But we want to invite you to come forward. So this time the ushers will help us, and Dave's going to come forward, and we're going to prepare for the Lord's Supper. Linda, the body of body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed upon Him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and drink this in remembrance. Christ's blood was shed for you, and be thankful. Children, Jesus said, I am the bread of life, and whoever comes to me shall not hunger. Whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Go now in peace, and may the bread of heaven nourish your souls unto everlasting life. Amen. Body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed upon him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for you, and be thankful. Children, Jesus said, I am the light of the world, and whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Go now in peace, and may the light of the world shine upon your pathways and in your hearts forever. Amen. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for you. Feed upon him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for you, and be thankful. Children, Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and demonstrate that you are my disciples. Go now in peace, and may the glory of your lives be the fruits of his Spirit. Amen. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed upon him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for you, and be thankful. Children, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, so there shall be one flock, one shepherd. Go now in peace, and may the voice of the good shepherd be your comfort in sorrow and your guide in happiness. Amen. Body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed upon him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for you, and be thankful. Children, Jesus said, I have come that you may have life, that you may have it abundantly. Go now in peace, and may your abundant lives in Christ overflow in deeds of love and service. Amen. Body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance. Christ died for you, and feed upon him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for you, and be thankful. Children, Jesus said, you are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before people that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Go now in peace, and may the true light shine into your mind with the knowledge and the love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. What a blessing to be here with you, man. God bless you, Glenn. body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed upon him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for you, and be thankful. Children, Jesus said, "You did not choose me, but rather I chose you, and I appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide. Go now in peace, and by your fruits may all know that you are disciples of Jesus Christ. Amen." The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed upon him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and drink this in remembrance. Christ's blood was shed for you, and be thankful. Children, Jesus said, "If any would come after me, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. For whoever would save their life will lose it, but rather whoever loses life for my sake will find life. Go in peace, and by being spent in the service of Christ, may you find the source of rich and abundant life. Amen." The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed upon him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for you, and be thankful. Children, Jesus said, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house upon the rock, and it did not fall. Go in peace. And by faith in the true word of God, may you have life everlasting. Amen." As Dick very aptly pointed out, we're all part of the mission ultimately, and right now the ushers are going to assist us as we respond to the one who first loved us by supporting the ministries of Jesus Christ here and around the world. Let us pray together. In our songs and in our words, we give praise to you, Lord. In our worship, study, and service, we bless you. Loving God, you breathe life into our mortal bodies. You complete us, fill our every need. For all that you have given to us, we worship you. Beautiful Savior, with all that we are, with all that we have, we offer you our thanks and praise. Amen.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Dave.
And now at this time for the closing hymn. Again, if you're a visitor here, if you have a change offering and you wish to leave that now for the local needs, I'm trying to get my offering out. Hang on. Come on, Greg. Well, I got so much. I put the keys in them. Laura, I got the keys, huh? I've got to transport her downtown. Yeah. Okay. But again, if you're a visitor, we want to encourage you. In fact, don't be shy or embarrassed, because you're going to see a march take place during this closing hymn for the pickle jar. And this again is for local needs. And at this time, we lift our voices to the Lord in this hymn of commitment, second Sunday of Easter. Easter people, raise your voices. 304. Thank you. again to worship the Lord together. What a blessing to get to witness the work of Christ through the mission team. And don't forget, if you haven't gotten your ticket for the dinner theater tonight, see Susie Hughes. You're proud of me, Susie. I'm proud. I remember. See Susie Hughes. Following the worship service, going to have a wonderful, wonderful evening starting at 6:30. And now may the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion, the fellowship with the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us all now and forever. Amen.